Thank you very much, Klaus. Ladies and gentlemen, indeed, following your introduction, dear Klaus, it is difficult to believe that in Davos today, we're talking about war. Because the Davos spirit is the antithesis of war. It is about forging ties and together finding solutions for the big challenges of the world. You might remember, and you worked on it together with us, that in recent years we have looked at smart and sustainable ways to fight climate change and how to shape globalization so that all can benefit. How to make digitalization a force for good and mitigate its risks for democracies. So Davos is all about crafting a better future together. That is what we should be talking here about today. But instead, we must address the cost and consequences of Putin's war of choice. The playbook of Russia's aggression against Ukraine comes straight out of another century, treating millions of people not as human beings, but as faceless populations to be moved or controlled or set as a buffer between military forces, trying to trample the aspiration of an entire nation with tanks. This is not just a matter of Ukraine's survival. This is not just an issue of European security. This is putting our whole international order into question.